You are tuned in to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a Fireside Chat with Zany Mystic. I am your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Maureen Moss. Maureen is a globally acclaimed four-time author, national keynote speaker, powerful living / energy coach, and the president and executive producer of the World Puja Network, which is located at www.worldpuja.org. It's now in its 11th year of empowering and global broadcasting that changes lives in more than 139 countries. Her highly acclaimed books, Commitment to Love, Transforming Human Nature into Divine Nature, The Nature of Bliss, Balance, Love, Integrity, Sexuality, Soul, and God's Promise, have opened hearts and minds from South Africa to South Carolina. Maureen's five life-changing, powerful CDs, Transformation, Cosmic Wisdom, How a Powerful Woman Awakens, The Hierarchy Takes You to the Heavens, and The Five Contemplations of Bliss have also garnered worldwide acclaim. Maureen has devoted the past 25 years to bring awareness to the blueprint necessary to manifest, create, activate, and keep intact sacred relationships both personally and globally. Philanthropically, she is devoted to empowering families in crisis and homeless children. So, let's welcome Maureen to the show now and talk to her live. Hi, Maureen. How are you?
I'm really great. Thank you. Thanks for saying all of that. That was wonderful.
Yeah, well.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure. I thought, you know, we can talk about whatever you like. This is basically your show since you're the guest. And we might want to go back a little bit in time and talk about the changes in consciousness that are happening and how we are arriving at a point where we need to be able to work with the new energies and what those new energies are and the integrity that's needed at this time.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll answer any question you ask me about that. You ask, I'll answer, sir.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. What are the energies that are coming in at this time?
Well, the energies, actually, we just had quite a download on the vernal equinox, and as Archangel Metatron calls it, it was a cosmic trigger of energy, an energy impulse that actually came directly from the 11th and 12th dimension. It came directly from the Father Creator and the Mother Creator, which is original thought and original feeling. And this energy has not been, Lance, on this planet for more than 35,000 years.
Wow.
And what it was really doing is depositing new key codes for us to activate some dormant DNA, to activate some latent consciousness, to open up some new neural pathways, and to align with the planetary alignment and the new crystalline grid of our Divine Mother of Earth. It was really, and these energies actually are going, the big portal opened on the 20th, which was the equinox, and will continue to downpour until the 10-10-10. So the energies on this planet right now, some people may, well, everybody's experiencing them differently. And if you know how to play in them and you know how to align with them, just absolutely phenomenal. Mm. Phenomenal and fun, and it's compelling, and it's, and it really allows us the opportunity to really start to recognize, realize, and implement the divine natures that we have been really waiting to fully inhabit for eons and eons and eons of time. This is really a very, very, it's an awesome time to be on this planet. It really is.
Well, would you say that this is part of some kind of divine blueprint that's unfolding for us, or is this winging it in the moment, or how does all of that work?
Well, you know, it certainly is a part of the divine blueprint. This has been, you know, this was put into motion a long time ago. I mean, lifetimes and lifetimes for us ago. And as, you know, as you know, people talk about the Mayan calendar and the 2012 and the ending there, I mean, this is an actual ending of a cycle. Cycles all have beginnings and endings. And 2012 marks the ending of a cycle and the birthing of another one, of a brand new one. And so to realize it, we're, you know what, we really aren't winging it. It may seem to some that they are winging it, but in truth and in actuality, Lance, it's really, it's an opportunity to really hone our divine skills, to really understand. We're really, you know, up to this point, I think a lot of people believe that life was about finding themselves and finding their purpose. Mm-hmm. And it's not about that anymore. It's about creating ourselves and living on purpose. And whatever that purpose is, people used to say, okay, what should I be doing? You know, I do sessions with people all over the world. And I have been for 30 years. And typically the first question is, Maureen, what should I be doing now? And, you know, and I always say, what do you want to be doing now?
Right, right.
There are no shoulds. It's
right.
You're creating yourself. These energies are all about supporting the creation of your highest interests, your highest desires, as long as you are sincerely in alignment and in rapport and resonance with them. Because in the old way was about, okay, how can I figure out what to do with my life? How do I figure out how to make money? How can I figure out the best way to compete with the people that are doing the same things that I'm doing? I mean, it was always like a fear-based, not in alignment way of approaching our precious lives.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
Basically, you know, the sky, as they might say, is the limit as long as we are in alignment, rapport, and resonance with it. And that goes for everything about our lives. We now can shape-shift anything from our health to our work to our relationships to anything as long as we are in alignment, rapport, and resonance with it. And so now we get to, you know, a lot of people say to me, well, you know, how, you know, I don't really know, you know, what I can create or how do I go about that? And I always say, you know what, begin to create yourself like a painter paints a canvas. And the painter always has many colors to choose from and many ways to approach the picture, no different than each one of us. And as we evolve, we're going to find that one of the most empowering aspects of our evolution is our multidimensionality, and one of the finer points of being multidimensional is that we're really offered multiple points of perception, not a singular way of doing things in an accepted and logical manner as we were taught in the third dimension. We have to learn how to unplug from singularity and third dimensional logic, and we're going to have a blast working with these infinite potentials that we have for ourselves.
Mm. Well, now, you just mentioned multidimensionality, and I take it we're talking about we're all kind of fragmented soul, parts of the larger soul. And are there not other aspects of ourself in other times and other dimensions and other maybe parallel universes and so on and so forth that are parts of our own soul, larger soul? How does that work?
Well, indeed that there is. And the thing that I'm actually coming to realize as I write and I do sessions and I do, you know, I do World Puja, all the things that I do is that I really feel that where we are right now, everything, all of those dimensions, this might be a little bit of a stretch, but all of those dimensions and all of those aspects of ourselves are really all inside of us. And our job, I believe, a part of our job in this lifetime, is to bring all the parts of ourselves, a lot that have splintered off, a lot that have fractured. You know, we can call them past lives, parallel lives. You know, whatever we choose to call it is what it becomes, quite frankly. And it's about, oftentimes when I'm doing a session, I'm really taken up into a much higher perception of things. And I see this little tiny dot called, you know, the third dimensional Maureen or Lance or Jane or Joe or whatever. And it's almost funny to me because we really are like these little specks that have all of these branches into all of these other dimensions, you know, and places which we call our higher self that we have access to. So we can pull from all of these other dimensions that we have ourselves in and call it all in and access the wisdom, primarily that, the wisdom of the higher realms of our own consciousness and bring them into one unified whole place. And we are straddling dimensions right now. There's no doubt about it. And primarily what we're doing, and this is absolutely critical, as I mentioned earlier, is unplugging from the third dimensional, the third dimensional grid, really pulling ourselves out of anything that is limiting, any archaic patterns, particularly victim and martyr consciousness. I mean, it's like we do not have to limit ourselves by anything anymore. And it's our mortal minds that have created the biggest schism in our limiting ourselves. So we are able, you know, to kind of wrap up that thought, we're able to really pull on all of our higher self, wisdom, knowledge, information, all that we've acquired through eons and eons of time and experience, and bring it all together now, which is very cool. And then use that, all of that momentum and divine power to move forward and create and manifest whatever we so choose, whatever we so choose. Play in the energies, because the energies are definitely here to play with you.
Well, now, are these energies manifesting in different forms, such as, you know, the orbs and such that are, that so many people are taking incredible pictures of? Or is that one aspect of these energies that are coming in?
Well, you know, energy is energy. Everything is energy, right? And so energy shapes itself into all kinds of forms. It shapes itself into trees. It shapes itself into animals. It shapes itself into orbs, or, you know, how we see angels.
Right.
It, you know, it shapeshifts everything. And the thing is what's really important is to understand that energy is malleable. And energy moves in the direction that we direct it. And that really, most importantly, goes to our thoughts. And if we use our thoughts to move energy properly, we can go into, like alchemists, we can transform anything. I always say, you know, that fear energy and love energy operate from the metal of the same coin. So which way are we going to flip it? And we have the opportunity to use energy, as you were saying, and shape-shift it in any way that we want to. We're energy. So we can shape-shift ourselves. We can shape-shift our health. We can shape-shift our attitude. We can shape-shift our belief systems. It's all energy. It's all energy.
Well, that brings up the question, how do we access these energies?
They're there.
They're there.
And it's, you know, a friend of mine calls it conscious of being conscious. You know, when we walk around, which I don't think a lot of us are doing so much anymore, walking around with those blinders on, and we're staying in this rigid little, you know, narrow path of what we can see, feel, smell, touch, and hear. And we just whip those blinders off and go, you know, and look in the periphery and strengthen our third eye and learn how to open our crown chakras and learn what vibration and frequency and energy is. And that's a great part of what I teach. It's a great part of what I write about. It's a great part of what my teleseminars are about. It's important. You know, information is one thing, but information that is intellectualized means nothing. It
right.
just becomes another conversation.
Right.
And our lives now are not about another conversation. It's about being everything and all that we can be. It means busting out of the cocoons of the third dimensional construct and confines and really taking off like these divine butterflies that can reach all kinds of heights, light on whatever it chooses to light upon, experience what it wants to experience, and chooses what it chooses to experience. So it's about really understanding energy and understanding how to work with it, not just have a conversation about it. It's fun.
Right.
And it's creative.
It sounds like, because a lot of the times I feel like I'm in a pretty limited state of consciousness. I don't know, you know, I can't put any numbers on it, but it feels pretty, you know, it doesn't feel exactly expanded to me. Is there a obviously at a higher level, we know all of this, and this already is. So is there a moment when those two templates, or the higher self, unites with this fragment, and we will be in expanded consciousness? Or do we have to, you know, is it more important to work towards empowering yourself to move in that direction a little quicker?
Well, it's almost, Lance, it's almost one and the same, and it all happens in the blink of an eye. You can shape-shift into higher consciousness in a moment of time. The thing is that we are responsible for our self-realization. Mm-hmm. We are responsible for self-union. We are responsible for being the stewards of our lives. And okay, if we don't meditate, if we don't go into stillness, for example, and we're constantly talking, and we're constantly doing, and we're constantly moving, and we're constantly striving, and we're constantly trying to survive, we're going to keep ourselves very confined. But what if we just let loose? And I said recently to somebody, you know what? I'm going to take myself on this grand adventure with spirit. I'm going to really, really embrace not being in control. I'm going to let the future come to me. I'm going to get quiet and still so I make room so that there's room for other, my higher consciousness, for example, which is what you were talking about. You know, when we feel stuck, it's only because we haven't acknowledged and experimented with unlimited potential that goes far beyond the third dimensional logical mind.
Uh-huh.
So to play at and play with something that seems, oh, that like somebody would say, well, that's not very likely to happen, or well, that's never happened before, or the odds are against you. You know, all those third dimensional confining things.
Right.
And we just say, you know what? I'm going to give you a really good example, actually, of something that's happened to me recently. And here's where, you know, merging with a higher consciousness comes in and playing with the energy. So I had to go have a test at the hospital. And it's not a test that's very fun, or hasn't been my experience to be very fun in the past. And when I first found out about it, I thought, oh, you know what, I'm not really looking forward to this. And then I said, well, then you won't have anything but not looking forward to this, and you're going to call to you exactly what you expect. So I said, you know what, I'm going to have a conversation with my body. And so I did, and I said, you know what, we have to go have this test, and we don't have to have an experience of it hurting. We don't have to have an experience of fear. We don't have to have an experience of trepidation. Let's just not go there. Let's together, body, mind, and spirit, let's just go have an experience that absolutely in no way, shape, or form invades our joy. We're just going to go have an experience and have this test, and so be it. And so I went and I entered the hospital, and I was still in that state of being. I had proclaimed it. I had already recreated the outcome in my mind. I'd been in cahoots with my body about it. And I walked in, and the technician said, well, you know, this is probably going to hurt, you know,
right,
from time to time.
Get ready.
Right, in essence. And what I noticed, though, Lance, is that I actually, it was as if I had reflective mirrors, and it wasn't coming into me. It was like I heard that from somewhere in the distance, and I didn't let it come into me.
Wow.
And I had the test. There wasn't 1 second that I felt pain, uncomfortability, trepidation, or fear.
Wow.
And I noticed that she kept looking at me as I was going through this, and I could almost hear her thoughts like, huh, this is unusual. And so when it was over, she said to me, I don't think I've ever done this with a person more calm than you. And
wow.
I just kind of smiled, and I said, well, thank you so much for your gentle touch. And I walked out. I just walked out of there feeling as good as I did when I walked in.
Wow.
And I kind of made this comment to God. I said, how come I can't do this with everything? And
right.
A lot of people know that I write these articles called Breakfast with God. So this was like brunch. And God said, well, you can. What makes you think you can? What makes you think it's mutually exclusive? Why don't you just change your mind about everything that gnaws at your life and watch what your desired outcome is?
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, this isn't just wordplay. This is actual. I mean, long ago when I awakened, Spirit said to me, "Maureen, you'll never teach what you don't know." That was a caveat for me being in the world as a teacher, as a communicator, as an author, whatever. And that has held true my whole life, that you won't teach what you don't know. So when I speak about these things, I don't speak because it sounds good.
Right.
I'm speaking it from knowing it.
Wow.
And that makes a difference. So if I can know it for me, I can know that for everybody, because there's only one of us with one heart beating and one mind working. We just have different experiences of the oneness.
Well, that's an amazing experience, and I think that it just takes someone on the cutting edge to just break through that to say, yeah, look what's on the other side here. Or, you know, the example of the ships that were coming across the ocean, and the shamans had to describe it to the Native Americans, or the natives that were there, because they couldn't see it. It just didn't exist in their mind yet.
Right, right. And all they had to really do is go into the inner planes of existence. And that's why meditation or stillness is so important, because then you can access the inner planes where things are different. Where, as I often say, you know, it's already in the elevator. Well, it's kind of like looking inside and saying, oh, this exists and this exists. And you have these different kinds of experiences. So when the ships were coming in, no, it wasn't in quote-unquote physical manifestation yet, but there was already a rapport and an alignment that was in operation that was bringing it into a physical reality.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Well, it's really the truth. And the beauty of all this is that the energies from the higher realms of consciousness are absolutely in rapport with the upliftment of humanity's consciousness to really, really take us to the end of a very painful and long-suffering cycle and into a brand new one, of infinite, you know, we've talked about, many have talked about, many, many way showers have talked about infinite potential. And it's always been true. And now we really can not just listen to it, but experience it for ourselves.
Well,
that's kind of like mastering alchemy.
Right, and the alchemist, that was pretty much what they were working on, as I understand it. It was not really about changing lead into gold. It was an inner process.
Mm-hmm.
But
Exactly right.
If this is the first time that these higher dimensional energies have been able to get through, or who are entering here in such a long time, then it seems as if we have been not necessarily intentionally kept, but we've been keeping ourselves in a lower frequency, and that this might take some time for these energies to be incorporated into the general consciousness. Is that accurate, or is it instantaneous, and you just whoever awakens to them just plays with them?
Well, no, I don't think it is. You know, I know that, I mean, you know, there are certainly those mystics and adepts and avatars from times gone by that we've read about that have had this quote-unquote, you know, instant transformation, this instant enlightenment, if you will.
Mm.
But you know, in the game of humanity, and that's what it is that those of us that stood in line and chose to take on skin and bones and walk two-legged on this planet this time and agreed to be what I call heroes in a transition stage, we chose to come under the densest veils possible. And with the knowing that we had it within us to transmute those dense veils, to open the portals to higher consciousness. But first, we would go through the gestation period of having a completely human experience. You know, no different than, you know, the butterfly. The butterfly cannot be the butterfly until there's a caterpillar and a cocoon, and the strength is built from the inside out, and then the cocoon melts, and the imaginal cells that have been created then takes form and flies. Hmm. And so it's been, as everybody really knew before we said yes, this has been an experiment. And it's an experiment that's actually working. It's not always a comfortable one. It's rarely a comfortable one, but it's about to become a comfortable one.
Well,
and the joy and the fun of it now is really coming into the recognition of our power, of the veils thinning out, and some of them are just bleeding into each other now, and the permission, if you will, in this experiment to have access and interaction with our cosmic brothers and sisters, with the angels and archangels and all of the galactic realm and the higher councils. I mean, we have access. And that, again, that was part of it. But those that are going to experience it and those that are experiencing it are those that, I'm going to say, have worked for it, worked for it, and walked the hard road, you know, the roads less traveled, and surrendered a whole lot and kind of studied the way of the mystics and those they call the saints and sages of times gone by, and now truthfully it's payday, if you will. You know, it's like grace is really coming down to walk with us in many ways, and really and simplistically the bottom line of all of that is love and compassion for self and for each other. And coupled with that is the absolute astuteness now of being in absolute integrity, alignment, and rapport and resonance. I've said it before. I say it all the time, and I teach it all the time, because there is a recipe to this transformation in consciousness, and we do need to follow it. and it's not haphazard, and it is kind of like baking a souffle. You've got to do it the right way in order for it to become all that it was intended to be and to rise up light and fluffy and taste delicious and be delicious.
Interesting. Some people who are on the wayshower side of things have said in the past that all of humanity has chosen to awaken. And some people, I know this is a mental question, but are people here, are we all going to be able to see this reflected in the world around us eventually, that there will be peace and health and harmony and love and so on and so forth? Or are some people choosing simply not to awaken at this time? Or option C, D, E, F?
there are options.
Yeah.
And there are different layers of the awakening. And part of this third dimensional human experience was for there to be polarity and duality. And so different people had to don different acting garb, if you will, play their part to anchor in this illusion, if you will. That's an oxymoron, isn't it? But really, there will be different stages of awakening for sure, and we see that right now. And I think more importantly is that, you know, anybody that's listening, everybody that's listening, is that we decide if we're going to wake up or not. We decide if we are going to be all that we can be. We decide if we're going to learn the way of higher consciousness, or as my friend Jim says, being conscious of being conscious. We get to choose it. And in the choosing of it, it has to be backed by loving action, or it's irrelevant. You know, the third dimensional mind has this tendency to trick us into believing something is done before it is, by saying, I will, I can, and I am, except not the truth of I am. And so we have these mental things that go on in our mortal mind that sometimes has us believing we've already done something that we haven't.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is where real integrity comes in to play. And in recognizing is what I say, think, smell, breathe, and act in absolute alignment with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Are my actions in alignment with my thoughts? Are my feelings mm-hmm. in alignment? And that's what I have found to be the real key note for raising consciousness. And you have to be impeccable.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll give you another example. Last week, a friend of mine and I had planned to go to a book signing and workshop of an author that was in town. And we had planned it for a couple of weeks out. The evening before was the equinox, actually, and we had been in a four-hour meditation and working with the energies and helping to anchor them in here. And the next day we both realized that we were tired. And one didn't say to the other, however, initially, you know what, I'm really tired and I really don't feel like going to this, meaning I'm really not in alignment with doing that today. So I noticed it, and interestingly, she noticed it. So she called me up and she said, so how do you feel? And I said, well, I'm tired today. And truthfully, I don't really want to go to this today. And it was raining and it was a Sunday. Huh. And she said, you know, I don't either. And I said, okay, here's a perfect way to use alignment, even in the most simplistic way. Are we in alignment with going today? No. Okay, then we're not going to go.
Right, right.
And I called the author the next morning, because, you know, knowing her, and I told her why we didn't show up. And I think that's a part of our responsibility when our alignment shifts. If there's others involved that we you know, we explain that, and we can't be attached to the outcome. It'll be what it'll be, but we, in integrity and love, explain it. And this person understood it and said, no problem, I get it. So every moment we really have an opportunity to really see if we are in alignment with whatever it is, with our jobs, with our friends, with our plans, with anything. We just have to be in alignment. Mm-hmm. And the more we get used to operating in a more really simplistic and honest way,
yeah,
we will find ourselves raising our consciousness, being in greater, much greater rapport with the higher dimensions, and having very different experiences with ourselves and with others. So you can use it, you know, use that alignment and rapport and resonance with anything and everything in your day.
Well, that's a really, I think you just, you're hitting on really the keys that I find for myself when I'm not in alignment with something and I go ahead with it. It's kind of like watching a movie, a horror movie, where the little girl's got her hand on the doorknob, and you know the boogeyman or the monster's back there, and you're going to chop her head off. And the whole audience knows that she shouldn't be doing that. And that's kind of that inner voice that tells us, you know, the intuitive aspect, or empathic or psychic or whatever you want to call it, whatever labels are, make you happy, tells us, usually I get it through my body. I get an uncomfortable feeling in my solar plexus. And then I have to ask myself, well, what's going on? You know, what is it that I'm feeling about this experience? And often when I look at that, there's something that is not in alignment or something that I feel might bring consequences if I proceed in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
And usually I get to test that out really simply by, you know, well, sometimes it's as simple as, you know, just driving here and driving there, and I choose to not listen, and by doing that, something happens that's not quite so pleasant. But fortunately, those are little lessons, and I take them as big ones, because then I think that you can spare yourself some of these larger bricks on the head that, you know, some of us have had to have for quite a few years.
And we don't need them anymore. And,
no, absolutely.
And it really, enough is enough. Enough is, we've mastered the art of lower consciousness. We've mastered the art of being out of integrity and out of alignment and out of balance. We've mastered it, and that's what, and we said we would. We said we would. That's part of the human experience.
Yeah.
But now, enough is enough.
Right.
Now we don't have to suffer anymore. Now we don't have to just survive anymore. Now it's not okay to not pay attention, because the consequences are greater.
Oh,
and what the greater consequence really is that we become more miserable with ourselves.
Yes.
We become more, it's like we can't find a way in to love ourselves. We can't find a way into balance. The divine feminine and the masculine aspects of ourselves. We can't find the way to hook up and sync up with the higher energies and the higher dimensions. And so it's much more, it impedes much more on us now. And I think that's why more and more people are starting to say, you know what? Enough already. I'm not doing that. Even if one is afraid because they don't have the experience to do something different. They don't have that go-by for it yet.
Uh-huh.
It's about creating a go-by. It's about creating that so that you turn the momentum around.
Mm-hmm.
You shift it. And if you make choices that are on behalf of yourself and in alignment with higher truth, pretty soon it's going to be just, you're going to make that choice just because you wouldn't make any other choice anymore.
Right.
And you'll begin to relax into yourself and begin to have a much more divine experience with yourself.
Oh, yeah. And then you get reach a point, too, where you can't be out of integrity with anyone else because you're in integrity with yourself. And when you are out of integrity, or I can't personally manipulate or lie or delude or pretend or you know, for the most part. I mean, I'm sure there's some things I haven't seen about myself yet, but for the most part, those kinds of behaviors are just not even in my thought processes at all.
And you know what, Lance, even if we do notice, because we're still, you know, we're still having this human experience,
right,
even when we do that, we can stop ourselves midway, or even
yeah,
if we've actually done it, but not with a harsh criticism about
right,
ourselves. Oh, you're so stupid. Oh, you did it again. Oh, my
right,
God. You know,
right,
you're an idiot. It's more of just noticing and going, okay, you know what? I was just out of integrity. I was just out
right,
of alignment. I'm
yeah,
not
right,
going
right,
to do that again. I noticed it. I
yep,
bless it. I get the blessing from it. I let it go.
Yes.
And I will choose differently the next time. And it's not about beating yourself up. It's just about noticing, being loving and compassionate, and letting it go.
Wonderful.
And it works.
Yes, yes. Also, you mentioned this kind of, but doesn't moving into your own higher consciousness or your own higher self, doesn't that require detaching almost completely from this 3D existence of the illusion? Meaning, you know, televisions and newspapers and the world as we see it presented to us by the media.
Well, it's, you know, I do call it unplugging, and I do this technique with people where I actually take them through parts and places of themselves that are still literally plugged into the third dimension. And we do this process of really pulling the plug out
uh-huh,
and shape-shifting the belief system and then actually plugging it into the fourth dimensional crystalline grid. And to further answer your question, what I notice is, you know, we don't have to be compelled to the dramas that are playing out in the world external. Doesn't mean that we're not aware of them. We just don't plug into them because we realize they are of a lower nature, even at times a lower mystical nature, if you will, because there are lower mystical things that are going on as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we just find ourselves naturally moving away from it. It can be, I think there's discipline that is required. I haven't read a newspaper in probably 15 years, maybe more than that.
Well,
however, what I do is a couple of times a week I'll put on CNN and I will just listen to what's happening so I'm apprised of it. And that's all I am. I'm apprised of it. Okay, that's what's going on. Now, what is my impetus to be in service to a higher consciousness? What is my impetus to be in service to my higher consciousness? And knowing that as we make this shift, things have to die off. And they look frightening. And they look scary, and oh, my God, what impact is it going to have on my life, et cetera, et cetera. And some people are being impacted. Many people are being impacted. But it's if we don't plug in to the frequency that supports it in staying in a lower vibration of fear, we can have the experience differently. We can watch it differently, and we can watch it pass through us
mm-hmm,
differently. We're the ones that hold it captive in our bodies and in our minds. We don't have to. We can let it pass through. It's just like a hurricane. It'll pass through. Every state of anything passes. And if we, you know, it's like the ocean. If the ocean tried to hold on to all of its ebbs and flows, it wouldn't be the ocean. It wouldn't have a real experience. So it's like our lives, too. We have to let everything flow and flow through us. Just be in witness and notice and let things flow. And definitely, definitely not plugged in to what we know is a die-off process. Let the die-off happen. Arrangements have already been made to take care of us. So just trust it and stop being afraid.
Wow. I'll have to listen to this over and over because that is something that I have to work on quite a bit.
Well, and we have to have real tools. You know, you and I are having a conversation. Hopefully I've given some tools. But I know that part of my work on a day-to-day basis is retraining, reshaping, helping people reshape themselves to have a different experience, which is why I do the work that I do. We can't just keep talking about things. We have to have real tools.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the conversation is wonderful, but we need real tools. And I know that part of my job in the world is to give people tools, whether it's through my books or my CDs or my radio show or my teleseminars, whatever it is, it's about having tools to reshape and shape-shift the human experience. Don't consort with your mind because you won't have any shifts going on.
No.
Your mind's not interested in changing.
Maybe a shift without the F.
Yeah, right? We have to learn how to go up into the, bypass the lower mind and go up into the higher mind and into the higher heart, and how to anchor in the foundation of our light body. And there's lots of techniques and tools. And when we use them consciously and consistently and lovingly, we will change. We can't help but change.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people out there that are presenting paths and tools and so on. How do we know which tools are the right box for us? Is this a matter of what resonates to us or trial and error? Because, you know, some people have gone so far as to go into, schools and spend quite a few years in esoteric schools only to find out that that was just, myself included, that it was just a, it was a hoax.
Well, it's life experience and soul path, and even if you have experienced a hoax, that was part of your learning too.
Sure,
and
right.
I think now we're at a place where we need to hone our discernment skills.
Right.
And, I remember, Lance, years and years and years ago, I had something in my bathroom on this plaque, and it said, make your decision as wisely as possible and then forget about it because the moment of absolute certainty never arrives.
I love it. That's great.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
And so that's what I think we do. Let's talk to our guides.
Right.
That's really important, is having rapport with our guides. My goodness, it's so important. And our higher self, it's so important. And feel into, don't think into, feel into. Does this feel good? Does this, is what this person's presenting or teaching or this workshop or this book or CD, whatever. Does this feel good? And you know what? You'll know. You'll really know. Because I really do believe we're past that quote-unquote lesson stage.
Right.
We don't have to have lessons anymore. Most of our karma is gone. And it's not necessary to have lessons now. We're building now. We're building now. So let's be in the building process and let's get over. We have to have another lesson and process another lesson. No, we don't.
Yeah.
No, we don't. Unless we think we do.
Right. Exactly. And then you can spend your whole life doing that because that's what you think you have to do.
And it's not the truth.
Yeah,
it's not the truth. You know, it's time for us to sync up.
Yeah,
to the higher energies and get out of this. We're in this big third dimensional classroom. Not anymore. Not if we choose out of it. You know, once you've graduated, you get to leave that school. That doesn't mean you graduate and then go back and take the classes again. You don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to do that anymore. But you have to get what you need. You have to gather what you need to take forward. And none of us can take forward any baggage that we have previously held about ourselves, about each other, about the experiences. We can't go into a brand new dimension of playing with outdated, irrelevant, out of integrity and discordancies.
Yeah,
we can't take them. There will be no entry for us to take them into will be kept out.
Wow. Well, so then that answers a big question about, you know, what happens to people who are, you know, doing bad things. Obviously, if those people that are here doing whatever they're doing for whatever reason, the vibration isn't high enough to be raised to the point where we'll be in the same place at some point, it would seem.
That's correct. That's mm-hmm. correct. And I know that everybody that's listening to this show, these are people of a higher consciousness, people who are climbing the ladder. They're really invested and interested and ready and willing and excited. And they, you know, that whoever's playing bad still, who's ever doing whatever they're doing, God bless them. They'll get there sooner or later.
Yeah.
And our job is to keep looking up and rising up.
Yeah,
to the powerful humans that we are.
Yeah. Well, you know, that also answers the question about so many of the people that I talk to or know about that are stuck at a certain point in relationship to focusing only on certain things like the conspiracy theories, for instance. Mm-hmm. That seems to be a very sticky wicket for people mm-hmm. to get into when they start going through it. Because you can get stuck there for such a long period of time and not move up.
Yep. And if that's what fascinates you, you know, I remember years and years and years ago, I was speaking at the World Congress, and my guides had kind of taken me outside, actually took me outside before I spoke the first time, and told me, gave me instruction and words and guidance and all of that. And one of the things I remember one of my guides in particular saying is that humanity has this fascination with things that are to come or things that are of a discordant nature.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the conspiracy theories, I mean, if that's where you want to play, that's where you're going to stay. If that's where you want to be fascinated, that's what you'll be fastened to. Choose up.
Wow.
Choose
good.
Up.
Wow. We talked on the phone the other day. You were really excited about your teleconferences and some of the experiences that people were having. Would you be interested in sharing some of the amazing things that people are experiencing as a result of those and what they are?
Well, we've been having a heck of a time, I'll tell you that. I mean, how it started was it dropped in my lap in a meditation, and Spirit asked me, or my higher self did, whatever, to create this three-part teleseminar called Shapeshift Your Human Experience, excuse me. And it was interesting because it was to be done in three parts in three different months. And the first part was we already did three nights, which was 3 days before the vernal equinox, and then we'll do another three in June and another three in September. And it's not too late for anybody to join us because everything has been tuned into the MP3 downloads, which everybody will receive. But what we did, and the purpose of the first part, was to work with the cosmic trigger, the energies that came in on the 20th, and the platinum ray, which is what the dolphins have carried on this planet, why we're so drawn to the dolphins, even why they're that platinum color.
Oh.
And Archangel Metatron, or Lord Metatron, was really the one that came to me and told me about the higher qualities of the platinum ray, and gave me permission, if you will, to dispense and activate the platinum ray prior to the 20th. And I did, unbeknownst to me what was going to happen. But people, things have been happening. Like, people are getting that. I have one person that was on the call, her vision. She has been legally blind for most of her life. Her vision is beginning to come back.
Wow.
People's multi-dimensional pieces are starting to come into one unified whole. I have literally hundreds of letters from people who have had life life-changing experiences. And what a lot of that did is it pierced and will continue to do, because we're working on these portal days of the portal openings, the next one's on the new moon, and then the full moon equinox. But what happened was, and this surprised me, a lot of people started to detox very heavily after the dispensation of the platinum ray. Wow. And people were writing to tell me about it, and so I was talking to Metatron about it, and he said, well, read the words and read what it means and what it's saying, and then you'll know why the detoxing, because energies were being literally busted up from lifetimes. Wow. That had been walled up and had literally putrefied inside the cells, and this platinum ray and these energies that we're working with throughout all of this teleseminar, all the way through September, and people could find out the information at worldpuja.org. It's piercing all of the old, that the shame and the blame, it's piercing illusions of protection that we've held, and guilt and shame, and it started to run out of the body. Well, people, a lot of people went into a healing crisis, and what a great place to be, because on the other side of that, what happens, you're healed.
Breakdown and breakthrough.
That's right. It was a breakdown, and I had no idea. I knew that after the first part of it, I was absolutely exhausted, and I really didn't even recognize the momentum of it myself. And so this will continue on through these three parts of this Shapeshift Your Human Experience teleseminar, and we're going to continue to break down all of the old patterns and belief systems. Everybody's learning how to work and manifest, really hit the bullseye on manifestation with these new energies. That's why the next one's going to be on the new moon. We're going to absolutely destroy poverty consciousness. There's no need for it any longer.
Right.
And people are recognizing we're using, when I say we, people always say, who's we? It's like me and my team of masters and guides. That's what it always is.
Okay.
And we're unplugging a lot of people from the third dimensional constructs and really busting down some walls. So, I mean, to hear that people, you know, a woman's vision is being restored, that one who has had breast cancer, that the lump diminished. There's just been some amazing stories, and I have just been asked to show up and do my part in stewarding these teleseminars, and thus I am.
Well, you know, we're just about out of time, so that would be a perfect moment to segue into your telling everyone what your websites are and how they can find you. And that way they can find out for themselves.
Alrighty then. Well, I think you did a great job, and I thank you so much for that at the beginning of this hour. And just to let people know that you can find out and get anything, join us with the teleseminar by going to www.worldpuja.org. That's the radio network that I own, and they'll find information on the teleseminars as well as amazing radio shows that are all about empowerment. All of my products, all the books and the CDs, also at maureenmoss.com. And anybody can email me at maureen@maureenmoss.com. And all of those things should be able to give people access to any of the teachings, any of the books, any of the anything. And if you do join us in the teleseminar, you will get the MP3 downloads, and the energies are encoded.
Wow.
What we've done so far is encoded, and you will have the same experience. You ought to have the same experience, let me just say that.
Yeah.
And I'm being told that people are just as if you were live. So
wow.
Hopefully you'll join us.
Wonderful. Well, Maureen, I sure thank you for being here and appreciate you as and who you are and what you're doing. And I just can't thank you enough for sharing your, you know, your being with the rest of us.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and I really enjoyed it, and I so honor you and the work that you do, and I just send you and your audience and all the wonderful people at BBS so much love and blessings. It's just a pleasure to know that you're on the planet doing the work you're all doing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, good night to everybody, and good night, Maureen.
Namaste.
Namaste.